Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, hello, Sandro here, Zach and I. We're still on break, kinda. We're back next week with new episodes of the main show covering stuff from the 70s to 2000. We're kicking it off with Arnie's first ever movie, Hercules in New York. That's going to be out next Monday. I'm very excited. Make sure to catch up on last year's episodes if you haven't yet. But you probably are, which is why you're listening to episodes as they come out. Like this one. It's the finale of all 5 Evil Dead movie reviews that we've been dropping this month on the main show. It's a review of Evil Dead Rise, which is the latest Evil Dead film. Came out in 2023. We reviewed it in 2023. And you're going to hear it right now in whatever year you may be listening to this episode in. Patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod if you want to support the show. Chuck in a couple dollars. You can get a whole bunch of bonus episodes up there right now. There's 70 plus. We've just dropped a brand new one. The only content that we actually recorded in January is up there right now. It's a review of a German movie called Killer Condom. You're gonna hear a promo for that a little bit later on in this episode. But yeah, let's just jump right into it. This is Evil Dead Rise, our review, the last review of the Evil Dead series that we've been dropping, and we will definitely see you next week for Hercules in New York. I am so excited for what we've got coming up on the show this year. We don't plan anything, but I'm just very excited. It's going to be very good. We definitely don't plan everything. Anyway, here's the episode. Bye. Zach, we're here to record a Patreon episode. We're doing Evil Dead Rise or Evil Dead 5. It was great to see you. We went to the theater together. It was a lot of good fun. I just have a quick question for you. I lost my water bottle in the theater.
Oh, really?
I've lost it. I don't know where it is.
That's so weird. Because I recently obtained a new water bottle, just like this one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a great water bottle, you see. You see, I found it at the start of the movie. Someone had left it lying around on the arm next to me.
Next to you. Zach, that was my cinema seat.
Yeah, well, you watched the entire movie without noticing, so I guess did. It's my water bottle now.
I was too busy watching the movie to drink water, I guess.
So you were too busy drinking up all that red dye coloring.
Red dye. Liquid. Oh, it was a Slurpee that I was drinking. Oh, you meant the blood. The blood in the movie.
I meant all the blood. You were drinking all the blood for the movie because there was so much blood.
My bloodlust was satiated. It's a blood, that word.
Satiated.
Satiated,
yeah. But yeah, I got a new water bottle, so that's good.
Wow, that's fine. I was going to buy new ones anyway, because it's kind of shit. Honestly, it's a bad water bottle.
Wow. I can't believe you went that whole movie without noticing, and then you, like, got up and was like, where the fuck is my water bottle?
You were like, I stole it at the start of the
movie. I stole it. I don't know what to say, man. I nicked your water bottle. I grabbed your water bottle. I was like, hey, I'm going to take this funny gag. He's going to reach for his water bottle. And then it's going to be like, where's my water bottle? And then you never did throughout the entire film. And I was like, oh, I guess I have a water bottle now.
In my defense, this is not the sort of movie that you want to be drinking or eating during, I think. Maybe drinking alcohol, but anything else.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you merely had water on hand, so yeah.
It's true.
Or didn't, in this case.
No, more like water bottle stolen. That's the name. It's going to be like Water Bottle Rise. Doesn't make any sense. Water Bottle Stolen, though.
Water Bottle Rise up.
Oh, we're doing Evil Dead. Hey, in 2021? I don't remember. We did all the Evil Dead movies. We did the 3 originals and then the remake, and we did that one with Scorn as well. It's pretty fun. You can check that out, all on Patreon.
They were great. We had good fun with those. I would even go so far as to say they're quite a groovy.
Groovy podcasts, indeed. We still haven't covered the TV show with Ash Williams, but we were like, no. Hey, there's a new Evil Dead movie. I'm going to make Zach watch it. That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, sure. I mean, I watched the other ones. Why wouldn't I want that?
Yeah.
You're not really forcing me in this situation. You're politely inviting me, but I feel forced now.
You feel forced. It's true. This is what happens. And so yeah. We're going to do non-spoilers for I don't know, 5 minutes, and then we'll get into some greasy, meaty details, I guess.
All of the above.
Yes. But what did you think of Evil Dead Rise, Zachary?
Evil Dead Rise was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't amazing. Like, it's not like I didn't leave the theater going, wow, that's the best horror movie I've ever seen. I left the theater going, hey, that's a horror movie that I've seen. You know, it was good. It wasn't bad. I didn't not enjoy it. It was just like, I didn't feel like there was anything particularly new to the movie. There was demons, but I've seen some deadites.
Yep, thank you.
But yeah, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed the film. I would even go so far as to say I would watch it again.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it was like amazing. It needed a few more steps to be that incredible film. I definitely recommend it if you like horror films. A lot of gore. They definitely brought their A game when it came to gore.
Splat.
So I could definitely appreciate that. A lot of blood.
Mm.
Oh my god, a lot of blood. I was saying after the film, all those fake blood companies, when they make a new Evil Dead movie, yes, we're going to make all that money.
It's true.
Oh my god.
And this movie only cost $15 million. I bet half of that's blood.
Yeah.
I think half of that's just the bludget, as my friend Clown likes to say, the bludget.
Just red dye and corn flour. That's it. That's what they spent fucking $7.5 million on. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. But wow, that's really cheap. I think that for that price, this movie is a fucking banger.
I mean, Evil Dead in general is pretty cheap. Like, I think the most expensive one's probably Army of Darkness because they had to build a set that's a castle.
Yeah, so. Yeah, well, that's right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if the characters were quite as charismatic as previous groovy characters, but it really makes me want to see a sequel to this film.
Okay.
Which obviously means this film isn't that bad if I really want to see a sequel, but I kind of want to see the characters progress and grow. We kind of just got introduced to them, a bit like the previous Evil Dead, where we see our main character go from random store clerk to fucking chainsaw hand, shotgun wielding, fucking badass.
And that was over 3 movies, and after the end of the first one, you didn't, like, you couldn't tell me whose name, like, what his name was. But then when you watched the second one, you were like, I'm on board the Ash train now, here we go, toot toot.
Yeah. I would really love for that to happen with this new reboot, for the next movie to just, like, turn them into demon-slaying badasses, you know?
Yeah, no, I quite liked this. I mean, it's not as good as the original 3. I think it's better than the remake, though. The remake is fine, but I don't care about pretty much anything in it. Whereas with this one, I was like, I actually like these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually kind of like them all. They're all just archetypes, and there's not much going on, but they're, you know, they're interesting. They're not just meatbags, which I think is good. Necessary for Evil Dead? No, because Evil Dead's all about gore and madness and stuff, but also, yeah. I don't know, I thought it was good. I thought it was pretty fun. I like some twists on the genre, not the genre, the franchise in general. There's some stuff that we'll talk about in spoilers where I was like, oh my god, they're doing a bloody twist, they're reversing things, this is crazy, what's going on? There's no tree scene in this one, it's an elevator.
Wow, yeah, no, I thought it was interesting how they actually gave, like, characters in the movie that, spoiler, die, like, lots of character.
Yeah, they actually tried, which is, like, in the original Evil Dead, they don't. In any of the others, they're just jokes. And then in the remake, they try too hard, but you hate them because they're annoying.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, this one struck a good balance. And I'd like to see what's going forward. I will say, I have one complaint.
One complaint? What, okay.
One major complaint. And it's not even bad on the movie.
Yeah.
It's just a stereotype that you just keep seeing in horror movies over and over again, and it's starting to drive me a bit. It's the fake out jump scare sound effect thing. It's where they put tense music in a scene to make it seem like something horrific's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then, haha, it's just a joke. It was actually something non-tense whatsoever. We played you, we got you, we got... No, you didn't! I knew that wasn't gonna fucking happen! But you played the tense music anyway, so now I'm on edge and I'm angry.
I mean,
Stop doing it, I'm not dumb.
I think that's for normies. Like, and I hate saying that word, but, like, when we went and saw... I will always remember this. In 2018, we went and saw the Halloween movie that came out that year.
Yeah.
And those bloody normies and their mums were absolutely quavering in fear every time there was an obvious fake jump scare. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's definitely a criticism that comes from watching just a lot of horror movies. If this was, like, the first horror movie I'd seen in 3 years, you know, I would have been like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was tense. It got me. You got me, movie.
Yeah, definitely.
You got me. Damn. I was terrified. At this, I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut your... No. I know it's fake. Oh, wow. It was fake. It was fake the whole... Yeah, get on with the fucking... Get to the part where it isn't fake, you bastards.
I do. I agree. So, yeah. It does drive me crazy when they do that. And I love horror movies that don't ever do that as well. Like, everything that Mike Flanagan does, it's like, oh my God, there's no fake jump scares. Everything's a real jump scare. In fact, even moments when there should be a jump scare, there isn't a jump scare. It's just like, look at this creepy thing. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But this director, he did one previous movie, which was an Irish horror film called Hole in the Ground.
Hole in the Ground.
I'm from Scotland. It's about, it's like a giant hole opens up in the ground, and then there's a kid, and the kid's like, there's a bad hole in the ground. Anyway, it was pretty good. I liked it a lot.
Hey, look, I could see that influence on this movie. There was also a bad hole in the ground in this movie.
There's so many references to other movies in this. We'll get to that in spoilers, I reckon. But in that film, in the hole in the ground, there were no fake jump scares from memory either. So I think maybe it's just like, it's an Evil Dead film, and that's what people expect, is to be silly. Except this movie is very... It's not silly. It's very serious until the end.
It's very serious, and then, like... tries to put in silly things, which I appreciated. I just wish it had leaned a little more into the silliness.
You want more silliness?
I would have liked a bit more silliness, and here's how I'd do it. I'd have the silliness be very apparent to the characters. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? Why is it so fucking silly? We're dying out here, you know what I mean? Like, one character just fucking loses it because they're like, all this wacky shit's going on, but we're all dying. This is horrible. You know, they like having a mental breakdown because of how still, like, someone gets murdered by like a rubber duck or something, you know, and it's like, holy shit, that guy got fucking murdered by a rubber duck, you know, something like that.
That's,
you know,
very Evil Dead. That's the most Evil Dead thing I think anyone's ever said.
Someone getting murdered by a rubber duck. I thought that was going to happen, you know?
I think that could work. I think also, though, like, I like how this movie is kind of actually tense and scary. Because I feel like it's the first time a singular deadite has ever actually felt scary. Like, spoilers, it's in all the posters. The mum is horrifying. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, she is pretty terrifying. Absolutely. But, yeah, I think the deadite's, like, messing around, not really giving a shit, could have been a good point to add a bit more silliness.
Well, that's where something comes in that I wanted to bring up. It's not spoilers, but it does slightly lead into it, so we will get into spoilers in just a second after we very briefly touch upon the subject of, this is a different Necronomicon. So, they mention in this movie that there are three Necronomicons. They're the three that we see in Army of Darkness, I believe, when they're all on the table and Ash has to, like, choose one. So, all of the Ash movies is one Necronomicon, the remake is another, and then this is the third, and apparently they've all got three different demons in them, and they do different things. So maybe the one with Ash is just like the goofy one, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that might be the deadites contained within, just a bit more silly, a bit more goofy.
So is it like three different versions of hell, maybe? That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be like a different plane of hell is where the deadites are from.
And this one is very like the lower depths. Like the there's a scene in here where there's a whole bunch of deadites just like screaming at someone. And I was like, fucking Jesus, fucking hell. This is kind of scary, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely if you're not big on the horror movies, this thing would be fucking terrifying.
I think so, which I think is good. I like that the Evil Dead can be really dumb, like in the TV show where it's like Ash is getting chased by a car that's been possessed by a deadite, whereas with this one it can be like she's grating someone's leg off with a cheese grater.
Oh yeah. Yeah, far out. This movie's better than I give it credit for, I think.
It's good, but it does take a while to get going, and I think you've got to stick with it with that. There's a lot of character stuff that is important, but also maybe not if there isn't going to be a sequel. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is important if there's a sequel. If there's not a sequel, they wasted my time. So that's why I really hope that there's a sequel, because I'm now invested in this character.
Yeah, I can definitely see the characters in this going on, and like the final person, whoever they may be, just going crazy as they're constantly getting haunted by deadites. Anyway, let's rate it and then move on to some spoilerinos.
I'm going to rate it a goodie.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy blood. Blood's cool. The buildings cool. Actors cool. This is good. It's a good film.
We didn't mention that. It's all set in one location. I love thriller movies that are all set in one location. And all the Evil Dead movies are. Like, they're all set, aside from Army of Darkness, they're all set in a cabin.
Yeah.
So it's like, cool. Except this time it's in the city. It's a cabin in the city. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That was also a fake out. It started off in a cabin and then moved on to the city.
That's right. Let's get into some spoilers. Fun. Spoilers, spoilers.
What did you rate it? You didn't rate it, Sandro.
It's a goodie. I think it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I think it's probably, it's not the best film I've seen this year, but it's better than the other horror film I've seen, which is Scream 6. And that was also pretty good. So, I don't know.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's it. Again, it's not the best movie ever, but it's a good movie. This is a good sit down. If you like horrors, go watch this. Go watch the fucking film. They need your money. They need to purchase more blood.
They don't need your money. So this cost $15 million. It's almost made 90.
Wow, already? Wow, that's crazy.
We will be getting more Evil Dead. We will get more Evil Dead. Will it be in an anthology series? Will it be a sequel to this? I don't know. I'd love Ash to come back. I know that Bruce Campbell, he's involved with the producing now, and he's in this movie as well.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize this when we saw it, but during the film, you've got to read the book to get the demon, except the kids in this are obviously like, I ain't reading from this fucking book.
Yeah.
So they got a record, and on the record, Bruce Campbell is one of the voices on the record as a version of Ash Williams in the 20s, who's like, don't do it, it's the Book of the Dead for a reason.
Ah, there was, a very brief cameo. Oh, yeah, I didn't pick up on that at all. Ah, that's very clever.
So I guess canonically all the films are connected then?
Oh, yeah.
Because the remake didn't feel like it was, because it's just a remake, but apparently that's canon now. So I guess it's all one universe. It's not like multiple different, unless it's like a branching timeline.
Yeah, it could have just been a throwaway comment. Like, they don't have to be connected.
For sure.
There could be, it could have been a different book, you know, like, it doesn't necessarily, it's just like a, hey, we'll put a nod towards this thing because it existed, right? I feel like that's more the intention.
For sure. Oh my God, it's me, American Selly McSeller. And have you heard the news? Have you heard the big news? Sandro and Zach from Moldy But a Goodie, they got a brand new bonus episode out right now on patreon.com/oldiebutagoodiepod. You can head there right now and get a brand new bonus episode on a German movie called Kill a Condom. The movie's actually about a lot of different things and themes, but that's not what this clip's gonna tell you.
Our main character, what you need to know about him, he is Sicilian, he's missing a nut,
got a 32 inch penis.
He's got a 32 inch penis, yeah.
Vital information.
Which is a great scene where he takes off his pants in front of in front of Billy, and we just get this giant silhouette.
Yeah, yeah. He of course takes his pants off in front of like a lamp, and so we just cut to the other character. We see this dark shadow rising up, like the fucking ship that Darth Vader rocks in the last movie. Just this giant shadow rocking in, except it's his rocking his penis. Giant penis.
Yeah, the movie's actually pretty progressive and is about a lot of different themes, and there's some great characters in there, but that clip, I mean, there's a lot of dick jokes as well, so it makes sense that the producers chose that clip. Anyway, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod. Head there now and get that bonus episode for your ear holes. You can also head there and get ad-free episodes as well for a slightly cheaper tier. Oh my goodness. I'm an American, and let me tell you what, it's a good deal. But yeah, the cold opening is fucking great. It opens with like the the POV of the Evil Dead. It goes over a lake and stuff. And previously, we've only ever seen the POV of the Evil Dead in like a forest going over trees and stuff. So I was like, oh my god, it's going up in the air and over a lake. Someone's got a drone. And then it's revealed that it is a drone. It's the POV of a drone.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, oh, drone footage would be a great way of doing Deadites, the like Deadite vision. Because it'd make it so much easier, because it's essentially doing the same sort of shaky cam thing.
Yeah.
But you could literally make it fly, and then it went over a lake, and I'm like, oh, cool, cool. And then, haha, it wasn't a deadite flying around, it was actually a drone. And I was like, ah, you silly, silly, you got me on this one. That was funny. I liked that. I liked that a lot.
But yeah, no, it's a cold opening that kind of reveals that the Deadite virus, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It doesn't infect people, it's demons. They possess people.
It does infect... Well, no, it does infect people because if a Deadite scratches someone, or, like, a bit of their... Because there's a scene where the mum cuts the daughter with the tattoo needle and then licks the wound, the daughter is then infected. So it's definitely some sort of infection.
I think it might be like a thing where they can only possess people if there's like an open wound or something.
For sure.
They have to like perform a demonic act of letting out blood to let them in or something, you know.
Yeah, well, the way that it always starts, unfortunately, is through an assault scene. It's, you know, it's in the first one, it's in the remake, and then in this she gets strung up by an elevator. And I was like, don't fucking do it, movie. Don't do it. Like, when the scene started, I was like, they're gonna do it. No, don't do it. But they don't go as hard as the last two, but it's still a bit like the connotations, if you've seen the other movies, particularly the remake, are like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not
doing this again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but if you ignore the connotations, it's just like she's getting murdered by an elevator, which
for
is
sure
pretty good.
Yeah, if you ignore what I guess they're paying homage to,
yeah,
which is someone getting raped by a tree, if you ignore that, then I think it is just she's getting attacked by an elevator. Like, they're not purposefully trying to make her get, you know, forced upon by an elevator, which, just don't put that in your movies, actually. Just maybe don't do that.
Because, like, if it's an infection, how is it floating around and controlling an elevator to murder someone? You know what I mean?
The rules of the Deadites make no sense, and that's why I love it. It's like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're a demon, but they could also infect people with, like, evil.
Yeah.
They got their evil powers.
But... Is it because the lead Deadite obviously infects the mum, so she's the leader, but then when she infects everyone else, is that an extension of the mum demon, or is that a different Deadite?
No, I think she's like marking them for other demons to right. Sloop in.
And is it other demons from, like, let's say every book has its own layer of hell, is it...
Yep.
The other Deadites from the other books, or is it the Deadites from that particular Deadites?
I think we're going to get at a Civil War movie at some point where it's Deadites v. Deadites.
Oh, for fuck's sake, that'd be so funny.
Where they're like, this is our turf, this is my person to possess, yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And that would be great. And then you have like the characters and the stuck in between these like Deadites fighting each other, being like, what? What the fuck is going on? you know, what do I do here?
But yeah, the mum was really creepy, quite scary.
Yeah, very creepy.
Very well done. I absolutely loved this, where in the original and the remake, what's, like, the character, she gets infected, because it's always a woman, all the women must die first, etc., at the Evil Dead. They lock her in the basement, whereas in this movie, they don't lock her in the basement, they lock her outside, so they're locked in.
What?
They lock her outside in the foyer of the building, and they're locked in the room. Oh,
what a subversion.
I was like, that's kind of clever. I actually really like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's very good.
It was a situation where I was like, if I was in this position, I would try climbing down the outside of the wall.
For sure.
I don't care how dangerous, slippery, whatever, you know. I at least have one character try it and fail and die, and then the rest of them are like, fuck this.
For sure.
Obviously, they didn't have any expendable characters with them, but maybe one of the boys that gets murdered in the corridor is stuck in there with them, and he's like, fuck this shit, and tries to leave out the window.
Yeah,
and then slips, falls, and dies, and they're like, well, we can't go that way.
I think that would be a good idea, because there's like an earthquake rocks the building. Is the earthquake caused by the Deadites? Surely the earthquake's caused by the Deadites.
I think the earthquake is just like a random earthquake, combined with the fact that this is a shitty building.
I mean, it is LA, so yeah.
Yeah, as all buildings are in LA.
I meant the earthquake thing, but yeah, sure. Sure, that as well.
No. That's what you were referring to. All buildings in LA are shit.
They are all shit. It's true.
Yeah. It combined with that, and like, it was built on top of this bank, right?
Yeah.
And so the earthquake opens up this big hole. Haha.
Hole in the ground.
This is a hole. Hole in the ground. Demonic hole in the ground.
Oh.
And yeah, they find this one stupid kid. This whole earthquake scene made me mad because none of these characters know what to fucking do in an earthquake. But definitely going underground into a hole that's just opened up after an earthquake. Even one of the characters said, no, there could be aftershocks.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, you're going to fucking die down there.
Yep.
The fucking building's going to collapse on you and you're dead. I was angry. I was mad.
It's pretty dumb. But that kid, Australian actor, young Australian actor.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Young trans Australian actor too, which is pretty good. He's in the One Piece TV show. It's not important. Anyway.
There you go. But yeah, he finds the Book of the Dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to grab this and these cool CDs too. These two records.
Yeah.
Because, was it three? Yeah, it was three records.
Three records.
Because he's a bit of an aspiring DJ. A bit of a sound mixer, a bit of a thing. Now, Sandro, you can relate to this kid, can't you?
I can indeed. And during the movie, you were like, this dumb kid's only wearing one of his headphones. He's doing the DJing, but only wearing one half of the headphones. What's the other half of the headphones? And I was like, Zach, no, you dumb, Zach. No, that's not how it works, Zach.
Yeah.
Because it's different mixes. You got the sound coming out of the speakers, which is what the audience hears. But then one ear is where the other thing that you're getting ready to play is playing. You can hear it in that ear. So you're making sure it syncs up. The big brain, this movie actually did its research. That's pretty good.
That's great, but why is he blaring the music so fucking loud?
Because he's an obnoxious teenager.
Yeah, that was my more complaint, was you're trying to sync up your audio, yeah? That means you probably want to be able to hear the other half of the audio.
I mean, he had a mullet. He had it coming because he had a mullet.
Yes. And played music everywhere. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If there was one character I wasn't so sympathetic for getting taken over by a Deadeye, that was him.
It was him.
He also causes all of this.
Yeah, it's always the blonde guy. It's like literally always the blonde guy who causes all the shit in these movies. I was surprised, though, because, yeah, it's the mum, the two teens, and the young girl. I was like, are they going to kill them? Obviously not the young girl, and she survives, but, yeah, they kill the teens. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah. I could appreciate that they built up some characters to murder.
Because
it's not always the best idea to put a lot of effort into a movie to, like, get you to like characters, only to just kill them off.
For sure, yeah.
Because that can kill people's interest in the movie, but I felt it did well. I was wondering the whole film if they were going to be like, we're going to possess this child, you know? Do they mess with the child? And I mean, they certainly mess with the child.
She's traumatized after this, for sure. I was kind of hoping that she'd get possessed and then it would be like a little Chucky running around that they just kick or something.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering if we were going to get a Chucky situation as well.
No, but there are a lot of references to other horror films in this. In particular,
oh, yeah.
I wonder if they were inspired by The Shining. I wonder if the scene where there's an elevator and it fills with blood and then it falls to the lower level and then what the blood comes out of the air. I wonder if that's a Stanley Kubrick reference.
Wow, that's crazy.
I love that. As soon as they were like in the elevator, the blood starts seeping in. I was like, fuck's sake, they're going to do it. They're going to do it.
Yeah, they're gonna do the same thing. I like that scene, though, because it makes sense, right? The demons are fucking torturing them. They fill the thing with blood, but they don't think about, oh, of course, the capacity of the elevator.
Yeah.
I love that where it just, like, zooms in. It's, like, only something kilos. And I went, oh, right, that makes sense. It is full of blood now. That would weigh a lot. Ah, movie, you got me on that one. Because I was wondering how the fuck they got out of that situation.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, it was good fun. It was good fun. Some pretty gruesome deaths and stuff during this as well. Everything with the mum, just design-wise, is gross. And how she's like walking around and stuff.
She gets a lot of stabs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see someone getting scalped, which is pretty gruesome. Someone getting a drone to the face, which was fucked.
Oh, yeah, that's right at the start, in the cold quotation marks opening, where, yeah, someone, yeah, gets a scalp, horrible. She drones herself in the face, falls in the lake, and he jumps after her.
Yeah, gets decapitated, I think, right? His head's thrown out of the water.
Oh, yeah, he gets decapitated, and then she, like, throws the fucking head out of the lake like it's Excalibur, you know?
So great. And then we get the best title sequence of all time, where she rises out of the lake, and then it's just Evil Dead Rise behind her. I was like, fuck yeah. This is so dumb.
So dumb. It was great. It was really good. See, that's what I was hoping for. That's horrifying, right?
Yeah.
But it was also dumb.
It's very funny.
I would have liked more of that in the film. We got, speaking of great deaths, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but yeah. There's the hallway with, like, there's a couple of guys in it, and she rips out a guy's eye out of his face.
Oh, yeah.
And then eats it, but then spits it back up with, like, oh, and it, like, shoots across the room and lands in a guy's mouth that he starts choking on it. And there's, like, there's a cartoon sound effect. It goes, a boing, 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 boing,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, is that in Evil Dead 2, or is that in Army of Darkness?
I can't remember. But yeah. it's a reference to that. And it was great.
That was really funny.
I was like, that's horrifying, but also hilarious. Ha-ha!
Yeah, that whole scene was great, where she's just throwing people around and stuff. And we all see a lot of it through the peephole as well, in the door, when it's all from that perspective.
That perspective was added to the horrifyingness. You know, we got the neighbor coming in with a shoddy, trying to shoot the demon up, but it's not working, and he gets murdered. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. What's her name? It's the teenage daughter. It's Glass. That was pretty scary. She becomes a pretty horrifying deadite.
Yeah. So what happened? She got attacked by the mum.
Yeah.
The mum got the tattoo, needle and just like tried to stab her, and it like scraped her cheek. And we see that get infected.
Yes.
A lot of the deaths are like preordained in the book.
Yeah. That was cool. I liked that. That was fun.
Anyway, yeah, she starts, like, vomiting ink everywhere. And then she starts vomiting, like, maggots and stuff.
Yeah, that was gross.
And so she starts eating glass to get rid of the stuff in her stomach.
I got to kill the maggots in my tummy.
Yeah. Clearly possessed by some sort of demonic thing. How do they murder her? Oh, yeah, she chases them around, and then she gets stabbed by the, like, doll on a stick.
So the young girl, Cassie, I think her name is. Is it Cassie, the young girl? She's got,
I'm not going to disagree because I can't remember.
All I know is the main character's name is Beth, and that's pretty much it. But yeah, the young girl has her her fucking, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a doll's head on a broomstick.
Yeah, it's on a broom handle or something. And she's carrying around to, because there was rumors of a ghost that was haunting the place. I was wondering if that ghost was going to come into it, but unfortunately, no. I was a bit sad. I would have liked a
friendly ghost helps them or something. That could be fun.
Anyway, she carries a doll head on a stick because it looks horrifying and she's going to scare the ghosts away. All she manages to do with it, though, is impale her sister through the head.
Pales her sister through the head. Fuck yeah, pretty good, pretty metal. I liked when the sister's flying around underneath a top like a ghost. I was like, this is cool and dumb. I like this.
Yeah, that was very silly. I like that. Yeah. Because it was interesting that the deadites get slowed down by, like, killing them. Like, presumably if you deal enough pain or, like, damage to the internal organs, it slows the deadites down because they have to, you know, deal with all the body just, like, not working for them.
Which is why it's like if the bodies are destroyed, then the deadite is still alive, but it can't possess anyone.
Yeah.
You know, because it can't, well, maybe it could still infect someone, I don't know. But, well, it does at the end of the movie, which is then the start of the film as well.
Well, that's what I would say. They destroyed the bodies, going right to the end. They destroyed the bodies, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of releases the demons. I think the demons just kind of have to leave because there's nothing to control anymore. And then all three of them just fucking possess one lady because they're all just hanging around there.
Yeah, who slept through the whole of
classic. That was the greatest bit at the end there, was they had this one lady who just slept or tried to sleep through the earthquake, through everything, and just goes to leave at the end of the day, and then she like doesn't see like the blood everywhere at first.
Mm-hmm.
She looks up and it's like, oh shit, there's blood and guts everywhere. What the fuck? And then she gets possessed.
But yeah, at the very end, it turns into Resident Evil. So the mum and the two teens are possessed, and then they combine to become this gross, like six-armed
homunculus
creature thing. It's disgusting and weird and looked pretty good considering it's a $15 million budget. Then it just chases them around a bunch.
Well, they use a classic film thing, which I think is a good technique, not only for making it more scary, but also for saving on money, is not showing the monster.
No, it's in the dark for pretty much the entire film.
Because your imagination does the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the very end, they do show it. And it's very horrifying.
They show it in the book as well. When it's created, you flip to a page in the book and you see what it looks like, and that's pretty good. And then they throw it into a wood chipper, which is great. And we do get, like she does some of the lines that Ash does, like, come get it, or something like that. Which it feels out of place, but also at this point, I think she's just kind of lost it, so it's fair enough.
It was a little. It did felt a little squeezed in, but I appreciate it.
It's good. She gets the chainsaw, obviously.
Yeah. Well, that bit was mandatory. If they didn't at least have a chainsaw, they brought the shotgun out, and I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna see a bit of that shotgun.
Yeah.
And yeah, we did. It got used to like shoot the demon, open the door. Oh, there was one point where she goes to grab the shotgun and the old, like, American dude that was there, the hillbilly dude that died, like, grabs her leg and is like, that's not yours, missy. And she, like, fucking shoots him. Yeah, it was great. But yeah, we didn't see as much chainsaw action, but we did get a bit where she, like, full-on impales the demon with the chainsaw at the end so that they get slurped into the wood chipper.
Yeah, and then they both escape, which is good. It's a good ending.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked that there was a somewhat happy ending to this thing. A wholesome ending. Well, it was more the child. I was like, eh, the child lives.
She lives.
Because I want to see what happens. You know, you do a 2 years later or something, you
know? For sure, yeah.
And then, like, what has the effect of having your whole family murdered by demons in front of your eyes on a young lady.
Yeah.
What is, spoiler, the effects on the actual baby? Because there's a whole subplot where Beth is pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, and the demon goes like, I will take your soul, or whatever it was.
Both of them.
And then she like goes lower on her stomach and it's like, oh. Two souls?
which is really funny. I did like that. Even though she just found out that she's pregnant, so I don't know. But it's still really funny. They have said... I know that Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi... The Raimi brothers, in fact, because they're just producers now. I know they want to keep doing these, like, every few years, which will be good. They said that they might do one in the past, do one in the future, do one in the present time, so it could become an anthology, but I do want to see where these two characters go either way.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to see, because there's a lot of things you could do now with the story.
Yes.
Which piques my story mind, all these possibilities. What are they going to do? Are they going to be like, we have to destroy these books? We've got to find a way to destroy these books? Do they have to go find the other books?
Well, yeah, because the books just kind of left.
Yeah. And it could infect the whole fucking city of LA. There could be a whole fucking thing.
Well, that's what's happening. That's what's happening, because no one's going to be able to stop Jessica.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that one guy who's left, he's not going to stop her.
Yeah.
So, what does a deadite do when no one's there to stop it?
Yeah, exactly. That's something to explore.
Mm.
Will we go back to, you know, the 3rd century? Will we have more castle fight scenes? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm curious. Oh, you know what would be cool?
Yeah.
If the next movie was based in, like... an old castle that, you know, in the modern day.
Oh, they go back to the castle from Army of Darkness.
Yeah, but it's revealed like halfway through the movie that this is that castle from that era. And there's some ancient tomes written in it of how to fight the demon armies or something like that, you know?
Well, that's all they need to do is, like, they've already done the scary one. So now if they do a direct sequel, it would have to be the goofy one if you're following the order of events from the original trilogy. So, yeah. Anyway, this is a good film. It's good fun times. I'm glad that it's making money. I'm glad that people are going out to see it because good movies.
There was good effect. I liked when people were getting stabbed, because, like, the mum gets stabbed with a pair of scissors,
which was
set up at the start of the movie as well. I was like, ah, check off scissors. Nice.
I think everything was, like, the wood chipper was set up at the start, and also the...
Yeah.
The van with the chainsaw. It was like, this is a chainsaw van. And I was like, there's a chainsaw in that van for the end of the film.
Yeah. There was a lot of that, which is good. I always appreciate that sort of, like, little... It's like, they pretty much, I think they worked backwards. It felt like a work backwards situation where they have, like, okay, we need to stab the mum here with scissors. Let's go to the start of the movie and set up where these scissors are, you know?
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is a great way of doing it, because it was really good.
Oh, there was one scene that I didn't like, which was the mum is... locked outside and the young daughter is there and she's like, open the door, and the young girl is like, I'm gonna open the door. I was like, yeah, she would. A young girl that, you know, she just kind of do what her mum tells her to
would
do.
Would she?
I think so.
Like, would she not have been just scared and, you know,
not if,
runs away? But
not
yeah.
if the deadite is talking exactly like her mum. I think she would have done it, but I was still like, this is a scene that's, you know, it's been done before. We all know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, also, all the rest of the family is just not watching the child.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, while there's a demon around, you know, yeah. It was a bit, it felt a bit forced.
But anyway, let's do some reviews. Raven reviews, but I've got a book.
But you're possessed by a deadite.
Possessed by a deadite. Seems like people are really enjoying this one, by the way. This review is from Jay, who says, do not pass the goth kid the orcs. They will start playing century-old readings of the Necronomicon Ex Mortis Book of the Dead.
It's true. Never give the goth kid... that was a thing. A lot of this movie revolves around this DJ a set.
Yeah.
Because even, like, Beth's character, she's a sound engineer for, like, some groupy things, and that comes in at the end.
Yeah.
Because they have to, like, play the rest of the stuff. I thought that was very silly. And it was a reference to the radio recordings, where they play the radio recordings.
Yes. Yes. It was, like, was it cassettes? I can't remember.
Yeah, they were like cassettes and stuff, and then they couldn't stop the thing. So I thought that was good. A good modern way of doing it.
I wrote one of these as well. What do you think that rating is? It's what they rate it.
I already think that you wrote this one. And 4.
That is 4. 4 stars.
Nice.
This review is from Diana, who says, "It is very likely that I will never use an elevator or a cheese grater again." Yeah, that cheese grater scene, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah, at one point they're fighting in the kitchen and one person's trying to crawl away, so the deadite grabs a grater and just grates someone's leg.
It's stuff like that I like about, like, yeah, like just, you just take regular things and you make them weapons. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty gross. Makes me want to shower.
Makes me want to scratch my leg, in fact.
Nice.
Ugh.
It's a good scratch.
3.5?
It's a 4.
Oh, it was a 4 again. It was a 4 again.
This review is from Aaron, who says, "Strong contender for best title card of all time."
That's fair. 4.
It is 4.
Ah, there you go.
3 4s in a row. This is wild.
Yeah. You did. I wasn't going to be fooled. I wasn't going to be fooled this time. I'll go with my gut on 4.
This review is from Ashley, who says, "The apartment door is the new basement door. Oh my God, this is cinema."
Ashley. Oh, Ashley.
What are you saying? Are you saying that Ashley is an Evil Dead fan because of the name?
Absolutely. 3.5?
It's a 4.
Ah, oh, fuck me. Fuck you. Fuck this shit.
And the final review is from David, who says, "This is why I don't read books."
It's 4 out of 5.
It is 4 out of 5.
You fucking
They're
bastard.
All 4 out of 5, Zach. Do you see what the joke was? The joke was that they were all the same rating.
Fuck you. You dare use my own spells against me, Potter.
Which one was my review?
Is it the door one? Is it Ashley?
Yeah, it's the door one. It was Ashley.
Hey, yeah. It was Ashley.
Yep, it was Ashley.
His name was Ashley.
Yep. And it was Evil Dead.
Yep.
Cool.
That was Ash.
Yep.
Ha.
Do we do the TV show at some point? Maybe.
We should chuck it in the schedule. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I'm curious to see what this TV show was about. Has it got good ratings?
I loved it. I've seen the first 2 seasons. I haven't seen the final season.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's very dumb, but it's very funny.
I like a good bit of dumb. I like a good bit of dumb.
That's the episode. Fuck you, I guess.
Yeah.
That's rude. I don't know who I said that to.
Yeah, that was so out of character. Almost like you were possessed.
Yes, I am possessed.
Rah, wait a minute. I was supposed to be the possessed one.
Ah.
We can't both be possessed. This is a terrible podcast.
Wah-wah-wee-wah. Yoing. Ah, you're the cartoony one. Well, I'm the mean one. I'm mean. I'm going to chop people's brains out of their heads.
I'm going to shove a rubber duck down someone's mouth and choke them to death with it.
It's pretty funny, actually.
While like doing that. A little dancey jig.
A little dancey jig.
I'll be saying, "It's bath time, motherfucker."
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.